This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 12th. God's word to you today is move up. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 12, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven, left, remitted, and let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtors." When God is prompting you to forgive someone, just forgive the person. If you refuse to follow his leading, you're holding your own self down. Jesus, in teaching us how to pray, alluded to the fact that when we do not forgive, we are holding ourselves down. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Meaning, receiving forgiveness is dependent on you forgiving first. How can anyone go without receiving forgiveness from God? Unforgiveness is grave enough as it is. I am sure no one wants to add disobedience to unforgiveness. Yesterday, we learned that unforgiveness is drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. It does not work like that. It is the person with poison in his or her system that suffers its damaging effects. Does God want you to forgive someone? Then forgive the person. If you refuse to forgive, then you are the one holding yourself down. Matthew 5:44 from the King James Version says, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to those who hate you." The flip side is this: loving your enemy does not mean you should always give in. Do not get this wrong. This is not saying you should not forgive. It means not being trampled upon. Love is giving people what they need, not what they want. And sometimes, all they need is someone to stand up to them and call their bluff. It is called tough love. Now think about the person you have the most difficulty with at work or in your relationships. Is the person demeaning or disrespectful or demanding or disagreeable or just oppressive? How are you going to respond going forward? You must realize you cannot please everybody. You must refuse to retaliate. You must refuse to argue. You must refuse to cave in. You must resolve the conflicts quickly, and you must respond with love. Consider this. Proverbs 16 verse 7 says, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him." If it appears that all your relationships are sour, you'll want to reconsider your ways. It can be unsettling, but it is the first place to check. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that my ways every day will be pleasing unto you, and that you will make all things beautiful in your time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.